Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast, hosted by me, Becca Kavanaugh. This podcast is for you if you are ready to live a life full of pleasure, passion, and prosperity through your feminine flow and magnetism. This podcast will give you everything you need to step into your power, embrace your inner slut, and fall in love with being a woman, even in today's society. Every week, we cover topics like spirituality, relationships, sex, pleasure, and living a pussy-led life. I have used these tools and teachings to create a business from flow, reignite passion in my relationships, have mind-blowing sex, and manifest the really big stuff like my dream apartment, soulmate clients, and money in my bank account. And I did all this while prioritizing pleasure and embracing my feminine radiance. So now I teach my clients to create their own version of success through the power of their pleasure and live a life that turns them the fuck on. The thoughts and perspectives I share on the show are my own through the lens of my lived experience as a privileged, white, cis, straight, able-bodied woman. I do fully believe that living a pleasure-filled life is inclusive and possible for everyone. And I am always open to receiving feedback on which I can improve. All in all, take what feels really good and pleasure-filled and leave the rest. I want you to think of this podcast as your weekly dose of pleasure that will get your juices flowing and leaving you craving for more. I am so turned on to have you here, so let's just dive in. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing today? How is everybody? Today is going to be a different energy. It's my motherfucking birthday, bitches. Yes, it is. It's my birthday. I'm 26 today. Obviously, I'm not recording this on my birthday. On my birthday, I have plans to enjoy and be in pleasure, and I'll probably be sharing that on my Instagram story, or I might not be, actually, because I like really being present. So I'm such a big birthday buff. I love my birthday. I'm a true Aries. I love all the attention. And I absolutely love, love, love my birthday. It's a very big deal to me. So if you guys are listening to this podcast episode, definitely share some love with me. I am, you guys know I'm a sucker for words of affirmation. So definitely share on your Instagram story or send me a sweet message wishing me a happy birthday. Or if you're in my Facebook group, definitely say happy birthday because I love that. And I have no shame at all for being the birthday queen. As I've talked about in the past, like I think on one of the podcast episodes about like asking for things on my birthday, I used to like really hate doing that. But now I've pretty much have healed that and owned that I love my birthday and I love all the attention. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm allowed to enjoy my birthday. And for me, my birthday is also like I celebrate the whole weekend. I love doing lavish things. That's just who I am. That's what I love. And I can't wait to – I have – cute plans for my birthday this year. Obviously, another pandemic birthday. Hello. I really thought I have like the clown face on right now because I really thought I was going to be able to go all out this year for my birthday. But obviously, that is not the case, but that's okay. I'm still going to make the most of it. Just like I did last year, we ordered a cake special from this really great place in a nearby city that I love. And we were able to order takeout and order some beers to go. And we had it all at home, had it very special. Obviously, I love going out for my birthday. So I miss that, but it's going to be okay. And it's better to be safe. And I will definitely go big and better in these next upcoming years. Hopefully, crossing my fingers, because I thought that last year and yet here we are. So anyway, happy birthday to me. So today I thought we'd do something a little bit different and, you know, be extra special, be extra, gain the attention. And I wanted to share with you guys 26 lessons because I'm 26, right? So 26 life lessons that I've learned so far. And honestly, I've learned a lot of these in the past year. I've had a lot of growth since then. A lot of things have changed in my life. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm even here right now. Honestly, I can't believe that my birthday last year was so, so vastly different than where I'm at in life as this year. So this is just goes to show a lot can fucking change in a year and your life can completely change. And that is exactly what happened to me. I am living proof of that. So I have 26 lessons, so I think I'm going to have to like rapid fire this for you guys. So I left them kind of short and sweet. I may elaborate on certain ones, but yeah, pretty much this is going to be rapid fire. They're going to be kind of just like little things that I've learned along the way, and hopefully this will be of value to you guys. I really hope that you love this, and this will kind of give you some motivation for like, or inspiration from what I've learned from my own life. And like I said, I've learned a lot of these in just the past year, and I completely feel like I'm a different person than I was last year, which is absolutely insane to think about and how quickly this has all come about. So anyways, before we get into that, thank you so much to everybody that was at Rich and Radiant. If you still want the replay for the masterclass, it's still up. It won't be for very much longer, but you can still buy it now. If you had FOMO and you're like, oh my God, I really wanted to get in, but I didn't have time or whatever, or you missed the deadline, that's totally cool. You can still get the replay. It's still available. I'll link it down in the show notes for you guys, but it won't be up forever. So I think I'll have it up until like April, like the first week of April, but then after that, you won't be able to purchase it. So definitely get in now while you still can. And yeah, thank you so much if you were there. I loved hanging out with you guys. So much fun. Anyways, so let's get into it. Let's get into the life lessons. Like I said, I hope that this is of value and that it's not like too fast or whatever. I hope that this will still be good. So number one, like I just said, life can change in an instant, and it can also change for the better. And as much as things feel like they are crumbling all around you, it can also be a time of such beautiful growth and reflection, which is what happened in my life, because the pandemic hit and then my whole life changed, like many of us, right? But it changed on something that was really awful that happened, right? Also created such beautiful change in my life. So that's number one. Number two is stop waiting for a sign to change your life. Stop waiting for a sign or permission or the freaking invitation. My projector self is just showing. Stop waiting for the invitation. Just stop waiting for the sign. The fact that you want it right now is evidence enough. Number three, you're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to change course. Even if things feel like they're going really good in your life, you're still allowed to make changes in your life. You're still allowed to drastically change your life no matter where you're at. And even if things feel like they're so, so good on the outside, doesn't mean that you can't make changes or that you can't drastically transform your life for the better. And you're allowed to change your mind. You don't have to keep going with it just because you've invested so much time into it. Doesn't matter. You're allowed to change. Number four, you're also allowed to rest and be in pleasure, and that is good enough. And sometimes the most productive thing we can do is by giving ourselves rest, giving ourselves that time to breathe and to celebrate and to just be, right? I don't think many of us often think about how important being just is. This was something that I was always hustling, always grinding, and now it's like I'm so much more quote unquote productive or successful by just being myself and resting and being in pleasure, right? Number five is to stop punishing yourself for past mistakes. Stop it. It's in the past. Let it go. We're moving forward. We're correcting certain mistakes. You've learned, you've grown, and maybe you're still paying for said mistakes like debt or whatever. Fuck it. Who cares? It's all an illusion. You're allowed to, you know, basically relieve yourself of that pressure or that punishment, right? Stop punishing yourself. It's not doing any favors. Number six is stopping anything but yourself. Is stopping anything but being yourself. I'm butchering this so bad. Okay, number six is being anything but yourself is exhausting as fuck. So exhausting. Don't do it. Don't recommend. This is something that I was like definitely guilty of for a lot of the beginning stages of my online business, right? Which is not being my authentic self, feeling like I had like some sort of mask on, right? Feeling like I had to offer certain things because that's what people were interested in. And I just so badly want to be successful. And I felt like anything outside of that, I couldn't share my life or whatever. Fucking bullshit. And it's exhausting and burns you out. And I will probably do another podcast episode about the whole cycle of like validation and everything like that, because I think that's really, really important here. So being anything by yourself is exhausting. Number 7, stop trying to take care of everyone. Stop trying to fix everybody's problems. Stop trying to do things for them that they can only do for themselves, right? I think that this was something I did a lot to keep people in my life, and I just wanted to help them and I just wanted to fix them or whatever it may be. Just stop. Stop doing it. It's so exhausting and you'll grow so resentful. And I'm speaking obviously to my past self here. You're going to grow so much resentment towards this person, towards you trying to help them. And you can only help people if they want to be helped. And even then, you can't do the work for them. They have to do it themselves. So stop trying to do that from a place of just wanting to, you know, basically keep people in your life. Don't do that. Focus on yourself. Focus on your own healing. Focus on your own growth. And that is, you can be an example for those people to rise up on their own terms, but not you trying to put yourself on the sidelines in order to help them, right? You need to help yourself first. You need to put that oxygen mask on first, right? Number 8, inner growth is just as important as external growth. This is something I'm still working on, but I think we measure things so tangibly. Like we try to measure things such as like money, success, followers, whatever it may be, business goals. And it's really hard for us to measure our personal growth, our inner growth. But our inner growth is honestly what creates external growth. Our inner growth is just as important, if not more important, than what we have on the external, what we can have and tangibly hold in our hands. It's just as important, if not more. So focus on that. Focus on your inner growth, focus on all those things first and see how the external starts to change. Start with inner growth for sure. Number 9, you're not here to fit in. I know that that's, of course, what we want out of life. And it's definitely in our nature to have community and to be in that, right? And there is an element of wanting community and everything like that, but do not try and fit and mold just to be in a certain part of community, right? There will be plenty of communities, especially with online now, especially with these spaces that are more accessible. You don't have to quote unquote fit in. You don't have to mold yourself to fit in. You're allowed to find communities that you naturally will fit into, right? Number 10. Boundaries are for keeping relationships, not for hurting them. And I think this mindset shift really has transformed how I've seen boundaries, how I've implemented boundaries, is that boundaries are here to keep and nurture my relationships, not to just throw them away. And I think we often think of boundaries as being something that will create tension or will create a clean cut from our family or friends or whoever, but really boundaries are put in place to keep relationships. And I think when we go in with that mindset, we can easily detach from how that other person's going to react, right? Other people's reactions to my boundaries are not my responsibility. I'm allowed to create boundaries that I seem fit to make sure that I am not growing resentful or tired or whatever it may be within that relationship. And I know ultimately I'm creating boundaries from a place of nurturing and safety, right? So boundaries are for keeping relationships, not for burning them, not for burning the bridge, right? Number 11, stop comparing. And I know that we hear this all the fucking time. And with social media, I get it. I get it. It's so fucking hard. And I still struggle with this because we are all on this cycle of just scrolling and seeing everybody, and we're comparing our world with theirs, even though we're seeing a small snippet of the world and we're seeing all of our world, right? And we get so in our heads around it. And ultimately, sometimes you just got to put the phone down and recognize that you're on your own path, and your path is just as fucking valid as somebody else's. And, you know, you can be inspired by others, but don't use it as a way to start that cycle of your inner critic and your sabotaging and everything like that, right? Stop comparing, start living your life, start focusing on you, and you're allowed to gain inspirations and evidence from others to see what is possible, but not in a way that's going to tear you down or feel like you are not keeping up or that you're not worthy of those things, because you so absolutely are. And just remember that those people are just evidence. They're more fucking evidence that you can have what they have. Number 12. And this kind of ties in with number 11. Number 12, there's so much to learn from others. So again, we can learn from other people's past mistakes, and we can, you know, accelerate our growth. There's so much information with the internet nowadays. There's so much information just you listening to this podcast, right? You're learning from my mistakes that I'm sharing with you, right? And there's so much to learn from others. And I think that one of the biggest things that I have done for myself is by investing and learning how to learn from other people's mistakes. So that way I know not to make the same mistakes, and that way I can accelerate my results and get the things that I want quicker, because I am learning from people that have already put in the time, put in the effort, and have made so many mistakes and detours and whatever. Now I get to learn from that and grow from where they're at now. And I just think that's so beautiful. And it's in such, yeah, I will forever continue to invest in that sort of growth. And I cannot wait until I make a shit ton of money, so that way I can use that for my growth and to support others and to, you know, learn from others. I just love it, love it, love it. So there's so much to learn from others. Number 13, you can heal and reprogram your own stories. This is something that I think will forever be a lifelong practice for me, but just knowing that I have the evidence of that, I can rewrite these stories. I can rewrite this core conditioning that I've held on for so long that's no longer serving me. And for so long, I felt like, you know, oh, this is just me. This is just who I am. This is just whatever. And now I know, like, I'm allowed to grow out of this. I'm allowed to rewrite the story, and it feels so fucking good on the other side, right? Sometimes it feels like you can never reach that place, but I definitely have felt some relief from that for sure. Number 14, you have to believe it before you see it. Manifestation at its finest, guys. Visualization, believing that it's possible, finding all the evidence, that is so key to actually seeing it in your reality. And number 15, just fucking ask. Just ask. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you desire from the universe, right? Ask for what you need in a relationship. Ask for permission, or ask to implement boundaries and find resolutions. Like, just ask. Stop being so afraid to ask for what you want. Stop relying on others to basically assume what you want. Just ask for it. I think this is my favorite. And then number 16, we're almost there, guys. Hope you're still with me. Number 16, step outside your comfort zone. I think that one explains itself. I have stretched my edges so fucking far this year. You guys don't even know. And if you even listen to like my first podcast episodes, my voice, my language, my everything, my speech and how I show up, my confidence level, you can just tell in like my voice has changed. And that's from me constantly pushing my edges, constantly stepping outside of my comfort zone and not waiting until I felt ready, right? Number 17, you're also going to make mistakes. And that's okay, right? When you step outside your comfort zone, it's inevitable that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. You're allowed to learn and you're allowed to grow from them. Number 18, this goes hand in hand with 17, which is number 18 is your fears don't seem as big when you trust that you'll be able to handle them. So doing that deep fear inventory of recognizing your fears, what am I really afraid of, bringing that to light and moving through it? And when you recognize, like, when you have this insane amount of self-trust, it's like, oh, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid of this. I don't have to worry about this. And I know that if this does happen, I know exactly how I'm going to handle it and move forward, right? Number 19, is stop taking shit so seriously. Be in pleasure, have fun, try new things, step outside your comfort zone, but also like be willing to just like throw shit at the wall and see what sticks, right? Have fun. You don't have to make everything so serious, especially when it comes to business, especially when it comes to, you know, money or whatever. Like, have fun with it. It's meant to be pleasurable. It's meant to be fun. You're so valid in like wanting to express yourself and everything like that. And then this kind of ties in with number 19 is 20 is stop holding so tightly onto things and trying to control things. That will ultimately get you nowhere. Being flexible and fluid in your life will get you so much farther. And being able to just trust that you're going to be able to handle things, that will get you so much farther in life instead of trying to control and hold so tightly onto things. Number 21, take up space. Take up so much space. Do not be afraid to speak your voice. Do not be afraid to go out there and ask for what you want. Take up space. Be loud. Be messy. Do whatever. You're allowed to express yourself however you want into this world. Number 22, it's also normal to want validation and desire permission from others, right? I think I ultimately invested in my coach to get that permission, to get that validation that I just so deeply craved of like, am I crazy that I desire this? Am I crazy to think that this is possible to do it in this time frame? And it's like, no, I just want that validation. I want that permission that my desires and dreams are worthy and that I'm worthy of having those things, right? Number 23, you get to eat your cake and have it too. I think we so often are limited. We think we are limited by our choices. We're limited by our opportunities, and we can't have things without struggle, or we can't have things without hard work. And like, I call bullshit on all that, because as much as it was really hard this past year, it was also highly rewarding and easy and fun. And you're allowed to have all of it, right? You're allowed to have all the ebbs and flows of your life and to really just be in that and to have everything that you desire. Number 24 is stop making yourself smaller for others. Start trusting your vision. Start trusting the moves that you want to make in this world. And you don't have to necessarily make yourself smaller or whatever just because you don't feel worthy or people are questioning or whatever it may be. Stop contracting. Start owning it. Start stepping into this power that you have. Number 25 is also kind of ties in with 24, which is be confident in your message out in the world, right? Remember that your voice is so needed and so worthy, and stop worrying about, you know, what others are going to think. So essentially stop making yourself smaller, right? And be trusting in that message. Be confident in that message. And then number 26, which is probably the most favorite, and I save the best for last. Number 26 is my current situation is not my final destination. My current situation is not my final destination. I could repeat that daily over and over and over again because it's just so true. 25 taught me that my current situation is not my final destination and that I'm allowed to change course at any freaking time, even when it doesn't make sense. I'm allowed to take risks, even when it doesn't make sense. I'm allowed to follow my passions, even if I don't feel fucking worthy of it, right? Even if I didn't do all the groundwork, even if I didn't do all the things, whatever bullshit story that is, right? I'm allowed to change my life. And I would be lying to you if I said TikTok has made me feel that I am dead, that 26 is dead, and that, you know, I'm old as fuck and basically my life is over. I don't fucking care. I think 30 is definitely the new 20. And honestly, I think 26 is getting me closer to 30, and I honestly don't feel like in my prime right now, guys. Like, I feel like I'm getting to my prime, but I'm not in my prime just yet, right? So, and just remembering that a lot of these things and a lot of the successful people that you see on the internet and stuff are like older. They're 30, 40, sometimes even 50, because owning your voice, being confident, and all those things really just come with time. And it comes with giving less of a shit about everything, right? And just remembering that, like, yes, with like years, wisdom comes, but like we can learn from these older generations. We can learn from all these other people. And remembering that, like, 26 is not old. It's not dead. It's not any of that shit. And honestly, guys, I'm just fucking getting started. So I hope this episode was fun for you. It was fun for me. I'll probably listen to this episode myself to be like, oh yeah, that's true. That's a lesson that I really had. And so I hope that, you know, my life lessons have definitely served you. I can't wait to reflect back on in a year from now and give you guys like 27 lessons. But yeah, happy freaking birthday to me. Thank you guys so, so much for this journey. Honestly, you guys are seeing so much of the beginning stages of my journey, and I am just starting. Like, honestly, guys, I'm just starting. I don't even feel, like I said, I'm in my prime yet. And it's so cool to be authentic and be vulnerable with you guys and take you along this journey with me and show you what is possible for you, right? And what, and getting to share with you also like my trials, my lessons, everything like that. And it's just so cool to have this platform and to be able to share my truth with you guys. And I have all of you to thank. It's so cool. And if you guys told me, I think I mentioned this as well, of like when I hit 5,000 listens on the podcast, that this has been a dream of mine forever. And when I thought about creating a podcast, I was like, I'm probably not going to get a whole lot of listeners to begin with. I'm not going to get like a whole lot of traction. And honestly, you guys have blown me out of the fucking water. And I constantly get messages from you guys about how much you love the podcast and everything like that. So thank you so much for listening. And, yeah, thank you just so, so much for being here. And I cannot wait to see what else is in store, everything like that. So sending you guys so, so much love. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you guys send me a message or wish me a happy birthday, thank you in advance. And if I don't get back to you right away, it's because I'm enjoying my birthday. I'm being present and I'm loving on myself that day. So sending you guys so much love. Love, love, love you guys. And I will talk to you all very soon. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast. I hope this episode has your juices flowing and has you feeling inspired to create your own version of a pleasure-filled life. I would love, love, love it if you could leave this podcast a rating and review, hopefully 5 stars. This really helps out the podcast to reach more women like yourself, so that way we can empower each other and create a beautiful community. If this episode has brought you value, please share it with a friend, a family member, your partner, a coworker, or even on your social media. If you do post on your social media, make sure to tag me at Becca Jo Cavanaugh on your Instagram, so that way I can thank you and send you so much love. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that way you never miss an episode. If your pussy and intuition is craving more and to dive deeper into this work, check out my website and ways that you can work with me through my signature courses and intimate coaching containers. Sending you so, so much love, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, sluts.